Shabbos, Perek Vov, Mishnah Ches. Today we have some Hilchos Shabbos, together with Tumah V'Tayra and Yonah mixed in. Hakiteya Yoytzi B'Kav Shaloi. Kiteya is, Rachman Alzon, an amputee. Yoytzi B'Kav Shaloi, he's allowed to go out. There was some type of, what the Rav calls from the Gemara, defus regel. So it was a little bit of a groove in the piece of wood that his amputated limb could fit into. So Rameya holds that it's similar to a shoe. What's a shoe? A shoe holds on to the bottom of your foot. So this, Rachman al-Tzlam, is the bottom of his leg. So Rameya, that's his shoe. So it's the same thing as any other takshit. Divrei Rameya. Rav Yosi says it's not a takshit. What is that? That's something functional that he goes out with. But that's not part. That's not kof of tiz goof. So Rameya, what is it? It's not more than a maso. So it's awesome. V'im yesh lebeis kibul kitusin. If it has, that it's not only that there's a groove there that the leg sits on, but there's a proper base kibul there, and it's formed in order to, it's fitted in order that the leg fits in, but in order to fit in properly, like a shoe, if your foot doesn't go straight down on the hard sole. What does it have? It has inside the shoe, there's something soft over there for the comfort. So the kitusin over here is like a piece of cotton or some other material in order to make a basic comfort level for the stump of the amputated limb to fit in. In cane, that's called a base kibul. Tomei, of course, over here in this type of context, the word tomei doesn't mean tomei, it means royal lekabel tomo, because it has a base kibul. Now the Gemara explains that this base kibul is only when it has a base kibul for the kitusin, like we said. Masha'enkin, where the base kibble over here is only for the leg, like we said, just a groove for the amputated limb to go in, that's not called a mokim that carries something. That's not called a base kibble. Now, there's another point that has to be mentioned also. The tumma over here is really nischalik. The noise of Kabbalah's tumma over here is two. One is, like we said, the poshita stump, the wooden leg that goes on the bottom of the amputated limb, which is not, doesn't have a clay kibul, it's not considered a kli. What is it? It's what we call pshute kliates. Pshute kliates is a piece of wood that's functional, but it's not formed as a kli. So even though you're using it for something, but it's not mekabel tumah. Masha'enkin, where it has a base kibul, there it is mekabel tumah. However, there's a higher form of Kabbalah's tumah, and that's called tumas medris. Tumas medris means, it's not a word that's used in the Torah, but tumas medris means that there are certain types of things that are miyuchid for yeshiva, to be mekabel a person, so let's say a zov, who's an avatumah, or a nida, who's an avatumah, the chair that they sit on, l'chayre should only be a rishon, because it's a kli that's mekabel tumah from the person. Malach l'mais is not that way. Moishav u'mishkav, it's called b'loshna Torah, and b'loshna of Chazal, it's called medris. Miloshin drisa, that he treads on it. And since those things are miyuchid l'shchiva or l'yeshiva, those things are sort of bottled to the guf of the Odom Hatome, and they become themselves an Av Hatome. Similar, l'moshul, to bodily fluids that leave the body of a person who's Tomei, a Nida or a Zov, the bodily fluids are not something that's Mekabel Tumah, they're part of the person. They're an Av Hatome. The nafkamina of that is that somebody else could only become Tomei from an avatoma. A person never becomes mekabel tumah from a rishon. So if the couch of that the zov sat down on would only be a rishon, it wouldn't be mitama somebody else who sat down on that couch. If the couch is an avatoma, then it's mitama the person who sat down becomes a rishon. The Rav in the Tosis Yom Tov over here bring on this din of the base kibul kitusin that it's tome tumas magav loy tumas medrash. It's not considered a full mishkav u'moishav. L'maisi, you look at the Rishash over here on the side, he's matmiyah, it's Mufurish and Gemara, where it's machlekes abayi v'rova. The halach is like rova. Why they say it's like abayi? It's a tmir rabosi. Could be in pshat, the straightforward reading of the Mishnah sounds like abayi, because the Mishnah says the word tome. The next line says, smoicha shaloi tmein medris. The Mishnah itself introduces that as a higher level of tumah. So maybe that's why very often the Rav is mefarish the Mishnah, lefi the poshta reading of the Mishnah, even if one of the Amiroim in the Gemara fataych is not kipshutoi, based on prices or whatever. So that's sometimes the derech of the Rav. Now the difference between the ratio over here of a kav is a stump. but he can't walk on that. Smoicha shalo like crutches. He has amputated legs, or we'll say somebody has a broken foot, and he actually uses these smoichos, miloshin smicha, it's matzmichim, it supports him that he's able to walk. It's not just a wooden leg. For appearances, they shouldn't look like an amputee. Over here, this is actually how he walks. So, tmei medris, because since he's walking on them, then avada, that's avidi, to be mekabel his guf. It has a, it's avidi l'mishka v'moshu. So it's tmei medris, like we pointed out. V'yoytzim behem b'shabiz, because that's certainly helping him walk out, it's serving a functional purpose for his guf. So mela, it's not a masa. V'nichnosim behem ba'azorah, shteitu apsnocha chidish, not tum v'tayru. A different area in halacha. There's a halacha that one is not allowed to go onto the abayis with shoes. Not with shoes, not with a money belt, not with a walking stick. Kitzer, is this a shoe or is this not a shoe? This is not a shoe. The kav might be a little bit more damaged to shoe. This is a help for him to walk, so that he's allowed to go. B'nichnasem ba'azor. Kisei is smoicha shaloi. Kisei is, they didn't have wheelchairs in those days. It was some type of contraption that he was able to push his body forward on this kisei, and that would give him a certain amount of mobility. Smoiches shaloi, the smoiches that go on his feet when he's pushing himself along with his hands and feet on this contraption. So because he rests on it, he sits on it, tmei medris. Ve'en yoytzim behem b'shabes, because it's a way, it's not something that the body leans on. Just gives him an extra level of mobility. Crutches, one's allowed to use on Shabbos. Masha'en came, something that just gives an extra bit of mobility, like an extra speed to that mobility. That's not for walking itself. That's a tool that's useful. Smell, that's a masa. Alternatively, the Gemara says that Ken Zayn, that's taken not different in that way, but since it's not, he doesn't go always on that, so he could slip it out from underneath him, and then he might come to carry it. So he always run into that gzeru, or it's all the gzeru. Ve'enichnosim ben bazor, again, because it's not feet. It's not considered his support. It's considered something that's on his feet. So Melitz has din like a minnow. And katmin tohirin. What's on katmin? Katmin's an interesting thing. There's either like a mask, like a, the Gemara explains, like a scary mask to scare children. Or it's some type of puppet that a person would carry on his shoulder, like for a skit, for a comedy show. And katmin tohoirin, not a klit shimush. Vein yoytzim behem. One's not allowed to go out with a mask on his face. Maybe that's why Purim never falls down on Shabbos. Mishnah Tess. This is also an interesting halacha. Habonim yoytzim bikshorim. Something a mol interessant. There was some type of emotional need of bonim, young boys, where their fathers would go away. I imagine that's only by bonim, because mothers generally don't leave children. But a father would go away for an extended period of time, and the child would be mole gagun. This doesn't sound like just regular calling up at night to say goodnight to a father before going to sleep. It sounds like some type of deep emotional distress. And there was a psaninian, which doesn't sound like it. It's al piderech hateva. It's the Rav calls an Indian skuli, which means that it's something that you can't understand logically how it works. But there was something called kshorim. He would take a ritzua of the right shoe and you would tie it to the hand of the hand or the arm, the left hand of the child. And that would take away, maybe it triggers that he's connected with the parent. So maybe like a Reuter Bindel from Kever Ochel to Santa Maisa. So what is the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is saying that Yoytzim Bikshon, it's something that's mutter, that's something that's Derech Levisha. It's not Mavur over here. What would be the noise of the Gavi child? It's a young child on the Bar Mitzvah. We're discussing a Hilchus Hoytzos, and maybe Al Tzchinuch, you would be Mechuyev to tell him. The Godel would put it on the cotton. There's a shayla of a Godel giving a cotton something to do, which is also on Shabbos. A Godel is not allowed to feed a cotton macholos asuros. Not al tzchinuch. You're not allowed to feed even a child that's not your own child macholos asuros. The Gemara dashes, the Gemara at the end of Yevamos dashes, the Pasuk, lois sachilam, not to feed macholos asuros. So maybe this would be similar. Also, Lagabi Chilul Shabbos, one shouldn't give a child to carry it on Shabbos. This would be also, shouldn't have the child wear it. B'nei Melochim Bezugin. B'nei Melochim, from royal families, they would wear Zugin, which means like a bell around their neck. Chshivas, but without a sound. If it made sounds, that itself would be an Isser. They're abundant on Shabbos. V'chol Odom, B'emesin, this halacha applies to anybody. Ela Shadibri Chacham Behoive. Chazal said, who normally wears these things, even though they don't have to be specifically those two types of children, but Vinishvi, they want Derech Levisha, so that's why it's not a problem.